Florida strictly limits the amount of trauma centers in each region. It also determines whether hospitals have what it takes to care for the most challenging patients. The state health department says Wolfson hasn't proved it has the budget to treat more complex cases, and it's missing certain doctor certifications, among other issues. Wolfson President Michael Aubin says that's not true.
There were actually things that were in the application that the state missed. And I understand that they were dealing with 12 different trauma applications across the state, which is the most probably they've ever done at one time. And they were feeling a bit overwhelmed. But we had things in there that they said we didn't have, and I have the documentation that shows it.
Aubin says now nearby UF Health Jacksonville stabilizes pediatric patients after traumatic incidents and sends them to Wolfson. But his hospital is already investing in opening its own trauma center because he's confident the regulatory hiccup will be resolved. That would make Wolfson the only purely pediatric trauma center in Northeast Florida. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.